The reason that this issue in coordinates has arisen is because before GPS was a primary system, before GPS even existed, determination of latitude and longitude was done primarily with astronomic observations. And these astronomic observations, of course, were done with optical instruments that were set up on the surface of the Earth and used the direction of gravity to center over the stations from which the observations were made. Because of that, the latitudes and longitudes that were derived were, of course, astronomic latitudes and longitudes. Now, in the past, the National Geodetic Survey corrected those coordinates and made them geodetic, as you see here. And this is one of the reasons we're used to using geodetic latitude and longitude. Now, geocentric comes into the picture because, as we've discussed, the satellites that orbit the planet orbit around the center of mass of the Earth. So therefore, again, to convert those geocentric coordinates to geodetic requires a certain amount of conversion. Now, this ellipsoid that we're perpendicular to with a geodetic latitude, again, is a figure that is mathematical, that is based upon a semi-major and semi-minor axis. It's smooth and regular and consistent. And the one that we use when we're talking about GPS is WGS84. That's its native datum.